Congresswoman Renee Elmers joins us now, who represents North Carolina's 2nd District. Congresswoman, good to have you on the program.
Great to be back with you, Lars. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, although I'm a little frustrated by, all kinds of things. The president's, resistance to drilling for oil, although he's making some noises in that direction now, and the Navy, naming its newest ship Cesar Chavez. I don't know what Cesar Chavez had to do with the Navy, but there you go. And a lot of other things, including but not limited to the fact that I don't think we're doing enough to get small business a clear path to create jobs. I don't want them to get government help as much as I want government to get out of the way.
Well, I can't agree with you more, and that is my objective while I'm in Washington, is decreasing the size of government and making it better for us to do business in this country, especially from the small business perspective. You know, basically, this is Small Business Week, and one of the things that I'm doing back here in my district while I'm here on my district work week is holding a roundtable, a small business roundtable. I'm going to sit down with some of our business owners here in the district, and I'm going to listen to their concerns. And you know, I need to get the perspective, especially where government is concerned and that overreaching government regulation that just affects so many of our small businesses. And I need to bring that back to Washington and fight for them.
What does it take to get government to just stop harassing small business? Because every time, you know, even when I hear about these new EPA regs that are job killers, I assume that some of the larger companies have ways of dealing with that or spreading the cost. But I know that this can be a killer for small business. I mean, not the least of which is things like, the EPA comes out with a new reg that requires catalytic converters on diesel engines in trucks. And the small, company ends up spending thousands of dollars to comply with no real benefit to its customers or to Americans.
Well, that's exactly the point, and this is what we continue to see, and we continue to make it harder for our small businesses to do business. And what does that equal? That equals loss of jobs. Every time it costs one of our small businesses more money to adhere to a regulation that will not create any bit of importance, you know, that's a loss of a job. That's one less job that person can hire and has to spend money just to adhere to regulations. You know, we see it over and over and over again. And like you've pointed out, those bigger companies, you know, look at how many waivers we've passed out for Obamacare so that those larger businesses don't have to adhere to it.
You know, I take it, Congresswoman Elmers, that there in North Carolina, you're not getting the number of waivers that Nancy Pelosi is getting in her district.
No, in fact, Nancy's way ahead of us, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure that there have been any waivers granted here in North Carolina, although if I did some investigating, I may run across a couple.
Well, what do you think of that whole idea that the president and the Democrats said we have to have this law and it has to apply to everyone, and no sooner do they get it passed that September of last year they start immediately granting waivers, first to, of all companies, McDonald's, one that I think a company the liberals love to hate, and then going right down the list and unions and everybody else.
Well, there you have it. I mean, it's the height of hypocrisy and arrogance. It's that overreaching arrogance of Washington, especially coming from Nancy Pelosi, you know, with her famous line, you know, let's pass the bill so we'll know what's in it. Well, apparently she ended up finding out, and now she's trying to pull back on it. So, you know, we see this over and over again, and this is what the American people are so tired of, and that is exactly what the November election was about. It's time to put an end to all of these things. It's time for common sense solutions in Washington, and I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to work with our small businesses to create jobs, and we have just got to cut back on the amount of government in our lives and in our businesses so that we can be hiring again so we can get this country turned around.
You know, I'd love to be able to give the folks listening to this program some practical examples of some of the things you're trying to do. Do you have anything in particular that jumps out where you'd like to get one little change made that you think might really benefit small business?
Well, like, you know, you pointed out some of those far-reaching regulations. You know, we see it over and over again. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about the EPA, whether we're talking about Health and Human Services, FCC. You know, even in agriculture, our farmers have to adhere to so many different things that it costs them just so much just to do their business. And, you know, there are food providers. They put food on our tables, and yet we put them under such pressure and scrutiny, with regulations, that it just costs an enormous amount of money just to stay in business. One of the things that I'm working on, I have a bill, H.R. 1425, which is a small business innovation research grant money. It's basically a reauthorization for businesses to get funding. It's a grant program, basically, that is no cost to the American people. It's money that's allocated already in, you know, in each area of the economy, in each committee in the federal government, that basically can grant money to businesses who have great innovative ideas and need a little extra funding to get that research together, to get those products commercialized. And this is just a wonderful way to create jobs. And this is one of the things that I'm working on, that I can help in that situation. Because we have got, you know, this is America.
Yep.
And we have got the best ideas. We have the best minds working on these things. And sometimes, unfortunately, in this economy, we do need a little extra help. And it's time to put together a program that'll be in place for a while so that we can help those businesses.
Congresswoman, it's a pleasure as always to have you on. Thanks very much for coming back.
Well, thank you so much, Lars, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Take care now. Renee Elmers, who's U.S. Congresswoman from the 2nd District of North Carolina.